The Joint Legislative Audit Committee plans to investigate the cost of housing released sex offenders and tracking their whereabouts. The audit will also assess the effectiveness of the community notification system that alerts citizens that a sex offender is moving into a neighborhood. Don Mogensen of Manitowoc told the committee in his community the state is paying exorbitant rent to house offenders and doing a poor job of alerting the public about changes in an offender's supervision status. He suggested the state put offenders on a farm where they can earn their way back into society.
We need to get these people into a productive life. Then maybe they can make a life for themselves. Walking around and having somebody watching them is not the way to make them productive.
But committee chair Representative Samantha Kirkman says even rural residents have a not-in-my-backyard attitude about having sex offenders as neighbors.
When we have those discussions, even in my rural district, about placement, even if they're in the middle of a cornfield in a farm, nobody wants them there either.
Senator Kathleen Vinehout says she hopes the audit will produce solutions that previous legislatures have failed to come up with.
We have a lot of legislators over the years that have been very concerned about sex offenders, and we've added laws on top of laws to try and deal with the problems. But maybe this is a good time for us to look into in detail and see if we're getting our money's worth.
The Department of Corrections has asked for a $2 million increase in sex offender program funding over the next 2 years. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.